This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Have you checked your bank account yet this morning? Some of you may already have the direct deposit $600 COVID-19 relief payment lawmakers approved for eligible Americans, even as Congress squabbles about whether to raise it to $2,000. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin says for those who don't have direct deposit, paper checks start going out today. Britain's approved a new COVID-19 vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine is about 70% effective, says the company. Britain is rolling out a new COVID-fighting strategy with this vaccine. Our Karen Shamas is in London.
Coronavirus vaccines have typically been given in two doses, with an initial shot followed by a booster about 3 weeks later. But in a change of approach, the British government said that with the AstraZeneca vaccine, it would prioritise giving as many people as possible a single dose, which is believed to give a large measure of protection against the virus.
We still don't know why Anthony Warner set off a Christmas Day bombing in downtown Nashville, killing him and injuring three other people. But we're now learning that his girlfriend told police a year ago he was building bombs in his RV.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press show in August 2019, Anthony Warner's girlfriend told Nashville police he was building bombs in an RV trailer at his residence. On August 21, 2019, police were called to Pamela Perry's Nashville home after her attorney reported she was making suicidal threats while sitting on her porch with firearms. After speaking with Perry, officers went to Warner's home, but they were unable to make contact with him or see inside his RV. I'm Mike Gracia.
More Americans locked down at home during this pandemic are setting up chicken coops and raising chickens. It gives them a hobby, companionship, and fresh eggs. One man in Vermont told us he didn't think he'd be doing this if things were normal. This is AP News. President-elect Biden is blasting the Trump administration's COVID-19 vaccine rollout.
We need to steel our spines for what's ahead.
Biden says the coming weeks and months will be tough.
Maybe the toughest during this entire pandemic.
With experts warning holiday travel and gatherings could lead to another spike in virus cases. Biden says there is hope with vaccine development, but he says Trump administration efforts to get Americans vaccinated have fallen far behind. The CDC says just about 2 million people have received a shot. Biden says at that rate,
it's going to take years, not months, to vaccinate the American people.
President Trump brushed off the critique, tweeting, "It's up to states to distribute the vaccines once they arrive at designated areas." Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Biden will be a guest on Ryan Seacrest's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.